Most of the patients think blindness is part of life, and so they live and die with blindness.
What's the life if you live only for yourself? You have to live for others. That is what makes us humans.
We need to be kind and be compassionate with people. We need to help poor people and we need to help each other.
Dr. Jacob has the motivation from the God only, or from his heart, that he should work for the poor, needy and helpless people.
I come from a very remote village, from a very poor background. When I was a child, I received help to become something in life. If I can help these patients and give them the gift of sight and give them the ray of hope, it changes their life all over again.
This is It Is Written. I'm John Bradshaw. Thanks for joining me in India. The world is full of bad news. There's terrorism and tragedy and difficulty and hardship and want and crime and violence and we're familiar with it all. But at the same time, it shouldn't be forgotten that there's an awful lot of good taking place in this world. And it's in times of tragedy and need that human beings press together to help those who most need help. In Jalandhar, India, a dedicated physician is working to alleviate the challenges faced by some of India's 15 million blind people. Every year, he performs cataract surgery on the visually impaired, many of whom simply cannot see. This simple procedure means that people are literally given their sight.
India is home to 15 million blind people. Most of it is due to cataract, and most of it is preventable or treatable. Most of these people are living in the rural communities where there's a very minimal access to healthcare. Most of the patients think blindness is part of life, and so they live and die with blindness. When they have bilateral blindness, the people cannot earn, they cannot live a normal life, they are unable to take care of their own families.
ਪਰ ਉਦੋਂ ਡਿਕਟ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਜੇ ਹਨੇਰੇ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਜਾਂ ਸਵੇਰੇ ਕਿਤੇ ਤੁਰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਨਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਹੁਣ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ
ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਨੀਡੀ ਦੇ ਕਨ ਸੀ ਦੇ ਕਨ ਦੇ ਸੋ ਪੋਰ ਦੇ ਕਨ ਅਫੋਰਡ ਮਨੀ ਐਂਡ ਦੇ ਕਨ ਕਮ ਬਟ ਦੇ ਡੋਨਟ ਹੈਵ ਮਨੀ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਹੋਸਪਿਟਲ.
You know, it's basic right. When we talk of the constitution, basic health, basic education, we are born with this right. Especially in India, when we talk about below poverty line people, we are catering only to 30% of the problems. 70% people still need basic health.
The people here, they are not able to afford to have the surgery. That's why it's important here for the Dr. Jacob to get the surgery done.
Dr. Jacob, he is the fastest surgeon in India. Other surgeon in one day, they will do only 30 or 40 surgery. He can do more than 300 to 400 surgery per a day.
I personally have done more than 120,000 surgeries. In a year, we do about 10 to 12,000 surgeries. But we want to do more. The need is so vast.
I appreciate doctors who really go out of their way to help people. I mean, what's the life if you live only for yourself? You have to live for others. That is what makes us humans.
So
So what do you do when you're confronted by that kind of need? You might be tempted to think that you couldn't possibly make a difference. You might be tempted to turn and look the other way. Or maybe you could say, what would Jesus have done? Except we know what Jesus did. Jesus never ignored the issues that confronted him. He fed the hungry. He healed the sick. The lame walked. The lepers were cleansed. Jesus opened up the ears of the deaf. And Jesus gave sight to the blind.
Eyes for India, it's changing the lives of children, mothers and fathers and older ones who are able to live a life of their own. They come crying, hoping that they'll get some hope. And when we give them sight, they're so delighted.
ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਅਮਰੀਕਾ ਵਾਲੇ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਆ ਅਤੇ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਇੰਨੀ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਦਾ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਕੋਈ ਨਹੀਂ ਅਤੇ ਪਰ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਭਲਾ ਕਰੇ।
In a moment, the incredible story of people helping people and how you can be the difference in somebody's life. I'll be right back. Help, it is written, open the eyes of the blind. Eyes for India is giving sight to the blind, and you can be a part of this amazing work. Just call 800-253-3000. You can also donate online at itiswritten.com. 15 million blind people live in India, more than any other country in the world. And many of the blind in India could see again if only they could have cataract surgery. It is Written is making that happen. Would you please support this special project and give the gift of sight to someone who desperately wants to see? Here's all you need to do. Call 800-253-3000 to donate and support Eyes for India. If you prefer, you can write to It Is Written at P.O. Box 6, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37401. You'll also find more information about Eyes for India online at itiswritten.com. You can be the difference between someone spending the rest of their lives in darkness or having the ability to see. Eyes for India and It Is Written are doing the work of Jesus in opening the eyes of the blind. Join us. Just call 800-253-3000 or write to P.O. Box 6, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37401 or visit itiswritten.com. Thanks for joining me today on It Is Written. When Jesus was on the earth, he had compassion on those who lived in difficult circumstances. Luke 17, 12 and 13 says, "And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Well, we know what happened next. It's a famous story. Jesus healed 10 terminally ill outcasts. In Matthew 8, Jesus was met by another leper. "And behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. Immediately, his leprosy was cleansed. The woman with the issue of blood? Jesus healed her. He cast out demons. Mark 3 verse 10 says, "For he healed many, so that as many as had afflictions pressed about him to touch him." Luke 4 verse 40 says, "When the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Luke 9:11 says Jesus healed those who had need of healing. He even healed people when he knew that doing so would get him into trouble. The disciples healed in the time of the early Christian church. Peter and John went down to the temple to pray, and a lame man asked them for money. They said, "We don't have any money. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And the man did. He went walking and leaping and praising God. You can understand why. Acts 5:15 says, "They brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them." Imagine that. Healing the sick is incredibly important to God. Now you might say, "Oh, but I'm not a physician. I can't treat those who are ill. I certainly can't work miracles." Ah, but you can. You really can. Here in India, there are people experiencing the miracle of healing, made possible by people like you.
ਪ੍ਰੋਗਰਾਮ ਤੇ ਨਾ ਦਿਸਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਕਈ ਬੰਦੇ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕੌਣ ਆਇਆ ਕੌਣ ਗਿਆ, ਹਾਂਜੀ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ। ਹਾਂਜੀ ਬਾਹਰ ਵੀ ਕਈ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਕੋਟੋਆ ਨਿੱਕਾ ਮੋਟਾ ਉਸ 'ਤੇ ਵੀ ਮਤਲਬ ਥੱਲੇ ਪੈਰ ਪੈ ਜਾਣਾ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ, ਅਤੇ ਪੂਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿਸਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਤੇ ਸਿਹਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਪੂਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੀ। ਹਾਂਜੀ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜਦੋਂ ਸਰਜਰੀ ਕਰਾਈ ਸਿਰ ਦੁਖਿਆ, ਹਾਂਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਨਿੱਕਾ ਚਲੀ ਗਈ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਦੀ। ਹਾਂਜੀ ਅਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਸ਼ਨ ਕਰਾਇਆ ਫਿਰ ਠੀਕ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ।
ਨਹੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਪੈਸਾ ਖਰਚ ਸਕਦਾ, ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਤੋਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਕਈ ਇਹੋ ਜਿਹੇ ਵੀ ਗਰੀਬ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਉਹ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਥੋੜ੍ਹੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਦਰਦੀ ਕਰੀਏ ਅਤੇ ਉਹ ਕੁਛ ਨਾ ਕੁਛ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ। ਕਈ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਗਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਣ ਵਾਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਬਹੁਤ ਭਲੇ ਵਾਲੀ ਗੱਲ ਆ।
I come from a very remote village in the eastern part of India, born in a family of 8 siblings, only one son, and I have 7 beautiful sisters. And my father and mother live in this rural village in a thatched home, nothing to look forward to. I come from a village where there's no healthcare. The entire area did not have any health facilities. I remember the local doctor comes to my home. And my sisters, my father and mother fell ill. I used to see this doctor who may have not been a qualified physician. Since then, I had the desire, even before going to school, I said, one day I must become a physician. Our church pastor actually identified some potential in this little fellow who could become something in life. The pastor must have taken a lot of time to convince my parents to let the only son to be taken to a boarding school.
After becoming an ophthalmologist, Dr. Prabhakar dedicated his life to helping the blind in India. But what motivates him?
He has the motivation from the God only, or from his heart, that he should work for the poor, needy, and helpless people.
Why not me? If I could go to the villages, pick up these children with blindness, pick up with these old people, or those mothers and fathers, if I can help these patients and give them the ray of hope, it changes their life all over again. I think that's what Jesus did when he was on this earth. He went to the people where they were. He ministered unto them. He touched their lives. And he said, "Come and follow me."
I'm so lucky to work with Dr. Jacob. He is so much kind, humble, and he is so much caring and so much compassionate. And he will be in the hospital working day and night without having his meal. As a Christian, we need to help poor people and we need to help each other. As Christ says, we need to be kind and be compassionate with the people.
God loves us. If we love the people, if we love the people, then only God loves us. God is love. That's why it's very much necessary that we should help the human being.
There's something in the human heart, I believe in every human heart, that wants to respond to a need. There's something about the human heart, I believe placed there by God, that wants to step into the gap and see people ministered to see the helpless helped, the hopeless have hope, to see those who are despairing relieved of their despair. Imagine being able to give the gift of sight. Would there be a greater gift that a person could possibly give? Well, you can give the gift of sight, and I'll tell you how in just a moment. Thursday, August the 5th, 2010 was not a happy day for 33 men. When a collapse in a mine in Chile buried them 2,300 feet below ground. No matter how much they tried to escape, there was no way out. Rescue would have to come from above. On the outskirts of the San Jose mine, over 2,500 people gathered. And with each failed rescue attempt, despair increased. And families gathered together to pray for a miracle. From the Atacama Desert comes a story of tragedy, a story of uncertainty, yet a story of courage, hope, and ultimately, a story of salvation. Wait on the Lord, and the miracle will come. Trapped. Watch now on It Is Written TV.
Have you ever wondered if you're good enough to be saved? It's a common question that has discouraged many people, but it doesn't have to discourage you. Taking a Stand is a powerful five-part series presented by Pastor John Bradshaw that will help you discover the assurance of salvation.
Call 1-888-664-5573 to order the Taking a Stand DVD or download it from our web store at www.itiswritten.shop. Jesus offers salvation as a free gift to everyone, including you.
Thanks for joining me today on It Is Written. Now, you've heard the story. A man was sitting on the side of the road near the city of Jericho when he discovered Jesus was walking into the city. He called out, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Now, the people around urged the man to be quiet, but all that did was it goaded him into calling out to Jesus all the louder, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus became aware of what was going on, so he asked those there to bring the man into his presence. The blind man came to the presence of Jesus. Jesus said to him, "What is it you would like me to do for you?" And that man was not backwards in coming forward. He had a need, and he asked Jesus to provide that need. He said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." Now, you can imagine somebody having a need like that today and making the same request of God. Does God still work miracles? The answer to that is obvious. Yes, He does. Now, we don't see miracles like that happen very often today. Jesus isn't walking the earth in a literal sense like He was 2,000 years ago. But God does still heal. And God does still work miracles. Very often, He uses people to get the job done. When that man called out to Jesus, he made a very specific request. "Lord, that I may receive my sight." If you were blind, I expect that would be your prayer. The man's prayer was answered. Jesus said, "Receive your sight. Your faith has made you well." And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God. Now, can you imagine being used by God to restore sight to someone who is visually impaired or to someone who is completely blind? This is not merely hypothetical. Now, turn that upside down. Imagine that somebody wants to be able to see, and the mechanism exists for them to be able to see again, and yet nobody will connect the person with the healing mechanism. Let me say that again. Imagine someone wants to be able to see, and they can, but no one will help. Now, that man called to Jesus, and he said, "Lord, that I may receive my sight." And today there are people calling to me and to you, and they're saying, "That I may receive my sight, that I may receive my sight." And the truth is, God is looking to restore sight to the blind, and He wants you to make it possible.
Every year we do about 10 to 12,000 surgeries. The need is so great, the resources are so minimal, India is so poor. The support is not adequate in order to meet the increasing demand of the surgeries. And so, if only we have more resources. What we need is materials, funds, equipment, team members. We'll be able to do about 20,000 or more surgeries in a year. And it'll be a great opportunity to serve these patients, give them the gift of sight. It's big impact changing the lives of people across India.
Today, I'd like to ask you to help It Is Written open the eyes of the blind. India has more blind people than any country on earth, but simple cataract surgery can make the difference between seeing and not seeing for many people. Eyes for India is a project that's providing cataract surgery for people in desperate need of the gift of sight. Please help today. Call 800-253-3000. Eyes for India and It Is Written are doing the work of Jesus in opening the eyes of the blind and opening hearts to the love of God. You can also donate online at itiswritten.com. Please call 800-253-3000 or write to P.O. Box 6, Chattanooga, Tennessee 37401 or visit itiswritten.com. Followers of Jesus are called to enter into the work of Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus had compassion on others. Again and again it says He was moved with compassion. The sufferings of others bothered Him. Their losses affected Him. The struggles of people moved Jesus. Would you be moved? Remember what God said through the prophet Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 58. "Is not this the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out? When you see the naked, that you cover him, and not hide yourself from your own flesh. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily, and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard." Isaiah 58, 6 through 8.
Once you remove the bandage, the patients are so excited. At one time you see excitement and joy in the lives of these poor patients who have been blind for so many, many years. Eyes for India is making such a difference in the lives of these poor people across India because they are able to live a life of their own. They're able to go back to their workplaces. They're able to earn and care for their families. That makes a huge impact in their life. I come from a very remote village, from a very poor background. And I see even now the poverty still continues in villages across India. When I was a child, I received help from many, many people to become something in life. Why not me take this opportunity as a physician to go and help people and elevate them of their suffering and woes and give them a ray of hope through my very own life.
Thank you for making a difference and for giving the gift of sight. Let me pray with you now. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, we thank you today for Jesus, the way, the truth, and the life. We thank you that you've opened up our eyes and the eyes of our heart, that you've expressed to us that there is a God in heaven who loves the human family to the extent that he would allow his son Jesus to die that we might live. We thank you for the example of Jesus, who helped and intervened and healed and blessed. Lord, allow us to be used in the same way. Thank you that through us, you are changing lives in India through the miracle of modern surgery, granting people their sight again. Heavenly Father, I pray that you would bless Dr. Jacob and his team. I pray that many would have their eyes open, and that many more would come to know you as the God of heaven and Jesus as the Savior of all humanity. And thank you for those whom you are using to make the gift of sight a reality in the lives of others. Now bless us, Lord, please, and bless many that they might see and that they might see you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you so much for joining me in India. I'm looking forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.